Well, folks, we have enjoyed three or four courses here, and we were at the Matheson. And Melissa, we have enjoyed your serving us. It's been the most amazing meal. And we have also enjoyed this last course.
So it is going to be a New York steak with a bone marrow béarnaise, a leek chimichurri, and then a shiitake pavé.
Thank you very much, Dawn. This is a Bordeaux blend type of wine. She just brought the dessert menu here. She's dangerous in more ways than one. So, Dawn, tell us about this wine. I haven't had this before. This is it has its own series. There's two or three wines in this particular category.
Yeah, these wines were intended to highlight the microclimates and soil areas, Dry Creek Valley. And Dry Creek Valley is really miraculous in that it's a valley that's 12 miles long, but it has three major soil differences. There's the eastern slopes up, which is where this came from, alluvial gap. We call it that because it's basically where air comes through, winds come through, whatever you want to call it, through a saddle and the mountains that surround Dry Creek Valley. And it's a decomposing conglomerate rock that these vines grow in. So they really struggle, but the fruit that comes off these vineyards are incredibly intense and structured and varietally intact. It's a very age-worthy wine. It's my best wine rating in the world is like this wine. Yummy.
This is a blend of all five Bordeaux varietals?
Yeah, yes it is.
Why, you have a number of those wines with that same criteria.
Yeah, and like I said earlier when we were during the evening tonight, that it's like making a really good bouillabaisse or soup. My whole thing is vineyards and soils and climates and stuff and how vinifera tastes different in under those different conditions. My winemaker, Tim Bell, is a maestro at, I'm the guy that raises the vegetables for the chef, like the guy that made this great dinner for us tonight. I love to cook, but Tim has just got an amazing palate.
You're going to get into wines like this, all these different varietals put together, you need a team.
Yeah, it is. It's more than that. I mean,
you need more palates than one or two because yeah. you need everybody to say, well, I like that of that and like that, this particular varietal, but I like this, maybe at a smaller percentage.
Yeah, it's that used to be the way that we did it, but I turned all that over to Tim years ago because he is made it very clear that he's a maestro or what's the famous chefs come out of Japan, the most incredible chefs in the world. Tim is that kind of guy. Every wine that we produce has got 90 points or higher from somebody out there.
And you only make 42 of them.
So. Yeah, and we make six wines that we market through the wholesale network, and the rest of them are all for our club. And so a lot of these wines that we tasted tonight, all these wines we tasted tonight, are only available through the club.
And at the winery, we're so privileged to be, and I say this to you continuously, Healdsburg is this mecca, a wine hub here, and you are part of that, but it's so exciting because people come to Healdsburg to stay and Dry Creek Vineyard and go to Raffinelli and all these superstars that are here in this town.
I don't know if Pomerol ever entered that competition, but we did and we won.
Well, that's the second or third time you mentioned that wine. You can bring a bottle of that from your collection anytime.
Okay. I don't have any bottles of Pomerol in my cellar.
Well, I don't have any either, so we're up that creek.
Yeah.
Don, it's been a real privilege here having all these wines and having these great courses made for us. We might move on to dessert here, but thank you very much, sir, for bringing these wines and meeting me here at Matheson. And this is another mecca here in this town that we're talking about the wineries. The same thing is happening with restaurants, which makes this a wine country destination.
Healdsburg's become remarkable. I mean, when I moved here in the 70s, it was a simple town. We actually had a JCPenney's, and I loved it when it was like that. I used to go to one of the local bars here to buy Zinfandel back in those days. It's changed. It's become an international destination for wine and wine lovers and cuisine. And Healdsburg is the Carmel of the interior land of California.
And I think we're just getting started.
Yeah, that scares the hell out of me. But yes.
Well, folks, we've enjoyed some great wine and great food here with Don Wallace, and we are at the Matheson, and Healdsburg at its best. Don, thank you very much, sir. And, toss that dessert menu over here.
Thanks, Doc. It's been a major pleasure. We both live busy lives, but it's important to make time for things like this.
Thank you, sir, and bless you, and let's move on to that dessert menu.
Ditto.